So I've got the world record holder with me now, Nick Akers, 65 years old from Canada. He is the official world record holder for the fastest kilometer covered in snowshoes on the sand. Nick, how are you feeling?
It was a little tougher than I thought, but better than the last attempt because it was a lot cooler. The distance was more to my favouring, being a 1 kilometre. So it went down well. We were 5:42, and that takes 2 minutes and some change off the old world record.
So what was the old world record?
7:53.
So 2 minutes and change, that's a massive defeat for the old world record. Were you expecting a time like that?
I was hoping to. I was trying to target for 5:30, but no, all things considered, it was a good attempt, and I just now need to send all the paperwork through to Guinness and make it official.
And there are officials here on site who are making sure that the timekeeping was all official as well, right?
Yes, we had NT Athletics come out. They sanctioned this attempt, and without their help, this wouldn't be possible. So special thanks to NT Athletics. They're getting everybody over 65 out there. Well, that's our goal anyway. Get people off the couch, and if snowshoeing's the way to do it, let's try something new.
Tell us about the important snowshoes. How do they work?
These are good. These are the LL Bean. They're actually a youth size, but so long as they're a commercially available snowshoe, then it's legitimate. And they give me the advantage that I didn't have 30 years ago, because the ones 30 years ago were 33 inches by 9 inches. So these are a little smaller, but I'm a little older and a little slower myself.
Do these fly with you in the suitcase when you came here 18 months ago?
No, I had to. My wife said I'll courier them, and I expected them the next week, but they got held up for 6 weeks, and good old border control drilled some holes in just to make sure there was nothing contraband. I mean, who would send snowshoes to Darwin? I could see Uluru maybe, because I think they had snow once in 1997, but yeah, no, it's all good. Actually made them lighter.
Great. Tell us about the conditions here at Mindle Beach this morning.
It's a beautiful day, a little smoggy from the brush fires, but I picked low tide because then you've got harder packed sand, so I don't really want to go for that ultra loose granular stuff, so just went for hard packed snow, yellow snow here in Darwin. And yeah, no, it was ideal conditions, and it was probably, what, 20 degrees, do you think, everybody? Or is it still 32? It never gets below 32.
There is a crowd here of 20-odd people, supporters that have come out to watch you break this world record, and you've got the Canadian flag out as well.
Yes, I have many nationalities, so this one's for Canada, but one day when I get my Australian citizenship, we'll add one more flag to my number of passports.
Are you going to start a snowshoe club here in Darwin?
I'm actually leaving back to Canada, so maybe I can try, if I can find beach in Canada, try for the mile record again. But yeah, no, so it'd be nice to be back, and certainly pick up the sport where I left it and see if there's any interest.
Are you going to come back and attempt to break your own world record?
I think we've got COVID locking things down, so we're going to have to see. And I'm sure there are athletes amongst us, you know, in Australia who are looking at that, sitting on the couch saying, 5:42 for a kilometre, I can break that. But that's what records are put on the books for, to be beaten. I'm lucky that my last one still stands for snowshoeing in snow, and still have the national record for Cayman Islands from the 78 Commonwealth Games for 10,000 metres. So 42 years of history in the making.
Absolutely, absolutely. Congratulations, Nick. It's an exciting morning, Saturday morning here in Darwin. A new world record for snowshoe speed on sand. 5:42, was it, Nick?
Yeah, the officials will break it down to the 1/100th of a second, I'm sure.